Luke, in his gospel, often tells us about the undeserving, the unworthy, the outcasts of society, the incurables and the dying, the bereaved and the lonely are given new life in Christ. And in these dying sacrificial moments of Jesus' life, Luke tells us about this criminal whose heart and mind are changed as he hung on his cross, nearing his end. Crowds gathered round these three crosses, lured by the horror of it all. The rulers and the religious leaders and the priests shouted out, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers, mocking, added their voice, "Save yourself if you're the king of the Jews." And if that wasn't enough, one of the criminals hurled insults, shouting, "Save yourself and us." But Jesus hadn't come to this point to save himself. He had come to give himself. The second criminal, suddenly convicted by his own past, rebuked the other criminal, saying, "Don't you fear God, since you're under the same sentence? We're getting what we deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." And as he watched Jesus dying, in spite of the taunts of the crowd, he knew in his heart that this wasn't the end. In faith and trust, knowing how he himself had failed in life, in a plea for mercy and forgiveness, he shouts out a simple, heart-rending request to Jesus. "Lord," he shouts, "remember me when you come into your kingdom." He acknowledges Jesus as Lord, even though he was dying and death was near. He had placed his hope in Jesus. What joy this man must have given the Lord Jesus at that very moment in time. And Jesus replies with a promise, "I tell you the truth." He says to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." God's wonderful mercy, forgiveness, and love. In the first person to enter paradise after the death of Jesus, a repentant criminal. How typical of God, a repentant criminal. Friends, we too are promised a place in paradise if we ask. He who asks, Jesus promises, will receive. To all who are weary and heavy laden, Jesus will give rest. Like that criminal, we too can enter the joy of the Lord. God's mercy and forgiveness for you and me, whatever the past. The question, who else will be in paradise after? And the answer, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved, says Joel. Call upon him while he is near. And here's another promise. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from every type of wrong.